It's called wind chimes. The wind chimes, these little glass things, these oriental things that make a tinkling noise if the wind blows. Wind chimes. Begin with a Victorian cottage in a Rhode Island resort town. A two-story house of yellow shingles, a block from the ocean with a roof like a Chinese pagoda and a screened-in porch on three sides. A wooden croquet set lies scattered on the lawn, which is surrounded by a chest-high privet hedge. Hanging from the porch ceiling, a wind chimes with eight glass bars, swings gently in a breeze smelling of salt and fried food from hot dog stands along the beach. In the middle of the living room, a boy lies on his stomach reading a Batman comic. Around him are wicker chairs with white cushions. The boy's knees are bent, and the soles of his tattered gym shoes point toward the ceiling. As he reads, he slowly bumps his heels together, as if in time to the sound of the surf he hears in the distance. A collie dog lies panting at the foot of the stairs. On the bedroom at the top of the stairs, a man lies naked on white sheets smoking a cigarette. His wife, also naked, sleeps with her head on his chest. As he smokes, the man carelessly strokes her back and stares up at the lines and angles of the white ceiling. Until it seems he's looking down from some high place, a plain or hilltop. From where he lies, he can just see the roofs of other houses, and he imagines his neighbors drowsing their way through the August afternoon. White curtains sway in the breeze from the open window, while the smoke from his cigarette seems to turn blue as it rises through bars of sunlight to the ceiling. From nearby, the man hears the sound of people playing tennis, an occasional shout and the plonk of the ball against the webbing of the racket. From the porch, he hears the tinkling of wind chimes, like a miniature orchestra, forever warming up. Years later, the same man is lying fully clothed on his bed in a city hotel. It is evening, and the only light comes from the street in a blinking red sign outside his window. He's waiting for a friend, and soon they'll go to dinner. But as he waits, he watches the shadows on the ceiling, and either that reminds him of the wind chimes, or perhaps it is some combination of sounds from the street. His son has grown up. His wife has remarried. He himself has a new wife in another city. And he's away from home only because of his work, in which he thinks himself happy and successful. But for a moment, he clearly hears the wind chimes, sees the swaying curtains in that summer bedroom, even feels the faint pressure of his ex-wife's sleeping head upon his chest. But then, it slips by. And in its place, he has an awareness of all the complicated turnings of his life. And he wonders if what he had seen as progress was only a scrambling after circumstance, like a boy trying to scramble into the back of a moving truck. And while he doesn't regret his life, he grieves for all that was lost, all that he had to let go. He thinks of that ocean house and wishes he were back in his former life, or that one could take one moment and remain inside it like an egg inside its shell, instead of constantly being hurried into the future by good luck or bad. Again, he hears the wind chimes. He even sees them hanging in the dark with their eight glass bars and red oriental designs, but then they begin to get smaller, as if quickly receding, until they are no more than a speck of bright light which at last blinks out as his friend starts hammering at the door and his whole busy life rushes forward.